Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it's not really Tuesday. It's more of a Saturday. I like removing syllables from days. So anytime you want to come over on a Wendy, then you can, as long as your name's not Wendy. One Wendy limit at this house. My name's Matt Gourley.
And I'm Mark McConville. The burgers are square because I have no hair.
And the Frosties are cold because I've been told that don't live in a house rife with mold.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio, your favorite podcast that used to do basketball commentary at Women's Recreational League games in Los Angeles, California. But now, because of lots of different reasons, we're reading emails, and that's how it is.
And needing re-mails. So we take mail that's been resent, and we're kneading it like dough to create a delicious baked podcast good for you, your ears.
Yeah. People write in at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com, and I don't really look at these emails till right now when we're on the show, just cold reading these things and answering questions.
And I don't hear these emails till right now as we're cold listening.
Yeah.
And cold, cold lamping.
And stone cold Steve Austin.
Wow.
Austin 316 says, let's read some emails.
Listen, you might also be wondering, why do we have an episode the next week after we just put one out, or somewhere near there, depending on when we get this uploaded?
I mean, yeah, let's be honest about this. We put one out in January?
January of 2021.
And then we put out one out in August of 2021.
Yeah.
And so we're getting a second one pretty quick. Close on the heels of that August 2021.
Because things in life are going to get busy, and we don't know when this is the next time we'll be able to get to one of these, and we wanted to make sure you've been serviced.
Yeah, we want to try to get through all these emails.
Someday.
I mean, it's possible. But we'd really have to haul ass through some of this.
You might know my wife, Amanda Lund, as a member of the Pistol Shrimps basketball team.
Are you referring to Amanda Fun Buns Lund?
The very same.
Yeah.
And arguably, not even arguably, more of an important reason this podcast exists than me or you, because that's the basketball team that started this all.
These our shrimps.
She's my wife and partner.
Yeah.
We've gone and made a baby child.
Yes.
That is coming September, late September, to a theater near you.
This is a fun bun in the oven?
Yeah. We're going to give birth at a Regal Cinemas.
Well, that's, I wouldn't advise that.
Why?
I'd go to a hospital.
I said, I've got to see No Time to Die. And why not kill two birds with one stone?
It won't be out yet, will it?
Not if we really make her hold that in.
I don't think that's a good idea either.
Listen, who's the doula here?
You. Are you a doula?
I'm a doula oblongata. Anyway.
Well, congratulations, thanks. Matt, publicly on the microphone and for people's ears. I'm saying congratulations on this little
he's
one.
He's never said it privately. This is the first time hearing of this.
Yeah, it's a momentous thing, and yeah. I'm excited.
Me too. And so I hope we'll still be able to do this sooner rather than later, but just better safe than sorry. Not the baby, I mean the podcast. But we are naming the child Abram C. Delobia. Was that from the last?
Yeah, we started this and restarted it. Matt's just referencing a thing no one will ever hear. Abram C. Colobio is the name that you said earlier on a thing that on a bit of a false start.
Yeah, but that was what we were going to change our names to for some dumb reason. But now I think I am going to name my kid Abram C. Solobio.
Colobio.
Well, no, I did just change
it. Oh, you changed
to make it more feminine for a girl.
Oh, so the soft sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You ever swam in the soft sea?
It's so bad I can't swim up sometimes.
This first email is from Jared.
Not the subway guy.
I don't think so.
Bullet dodged.
The subject is to myself in the future. And this is from November of 2020.
This is brilliant. People could send time capsule emails because we're so far behind that if they listen, they probably won't remember what they wrote.
Right.
I hope he put little trinkets and historical objets d'art in there.
I hope he did too. Hey, Jay, it's you. Jay, you're sitting in the parking lot after work on the day before the election, listening to the mailbag from October 26th. How are you doing? Is the Civil War going all right? Have you met any new rebellion friends? Is COVID still a thing? I wanted you guys to know that I appreciate all you do and bringing joy to all of us in these tough times. Love from the bunker in the wasteland formerly known as Corth, Carolina, Jay.
Wow, closer than he knew.
Yeah.
And thankfully, not all the way there.
So let's see. Yeah, COVID is still a thing.
Yep.
But yeah.
I'm rife with it right now. I should have told you that before you came over.
You should have told me what?
That I'm rife and lousy with COVID.
Yeah. You got a couple variants?
Yeah, I've got the Sigmas through Kappa News.
Here's another email from David. And the subject is sectars. You guys ever get into sectars?
Is that I'm thinking of centaurs, the length of time from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, that's not this. That one bug that was basically a fuzzy glove with a saddle on top really stuck with me. Your pal David in Massachusetts. Sectars. Sectaurs.
They're like insect dinosaur things that had action figures or something.
That's probably a toy. This sounds like a toy.
Yeah.
I never did. I can't imagine what they would look like, but not accurately.
Boy, speaking of this kind of thing, did you realize there's another mask, M-A-S-K, and it's like mothers of something kids? Like, it's a real serious one. Like,
oh.
I forget what it is, but like, I was just wondering why they would choose that. Like, they're never going to beat Google for Mobile Armored Strike Command. I mean, seriously. And it seems like their mission is pretty important.
Yeah. I think it's possible for an entire portion of humanity to not know about a cartoon from 1987.
Not Google, though. Google can't. It's like, hi, I'm gastrointestinal Joe Sif, and I have a very important charity that I call G.I. Joe. Please Google me.
Yeah, there's definitely some sort of, like, how did you miss this?
Yeah.
In lots of websites.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't get.
They should have done M-A-S-C.
Yeah, but then kids would have to start with a C, and that's weird.
SIDS.
I used to do children.
That's what the charity's for.
You ready for another email?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Jeremy Pennebaker, a name that I feel like comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Some of the same people are probably just writing in, and that I'm fine with it.
Because I was just watching a documentary by Pennebakers.
This is the Great British Bake Off question. Whoa. From Jeremy. Hey, Mark and Matt, I love the Great British Baking Show, but I just can't get into these new seasons without previous hosts Mel and Sue, but mostly Judge Mary Berry. I miss her so. Are these new judges and hosts worthy of my time? Convince me I'm wrong or right. Thanks, Jeremy from Nashville, a.k.a. Khaki Double Flute. And that's from November 13th of 2020. So you probably watched the whole thing.
Point. Certainly. In fact, I think we had them before they came on Netflix due to a listener of this show, Stephen Glander, who was nice enough to plex me up.
Yeah.
And we watched that show. Definitely. It's comfort, pure comfort. And I will say we liked Mel and Sue as well, but you can't beat Noel Fielding. And then I also like Sandy, but Matt Lucas on there as well. I think it's great. I like it. Prue's a good judge. Yeah, I miss Mary too. I mean, we're all coping with this. Let's be honest. We're all getting through this however we can. There was the list of high stress events of 2020, and it goes the election, the pandemic, and I'm going up.
Oh, we're going up the scale. We're starting at the bottom.
And then the change of personnel at the Great British Baking Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't watch it because if I do, I get hungry and then I just want to start eating
crap I understand
in my
that.
House. And I don't even that. Want healthy food. I'll just look at an apple and tell it to go piss up a flagpole.
I understand that. I feel that way when I watch Bosch. I want to go solve LA crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This next email is from Noah. Subject, mailbag. Whoa. Greetings from Indianapolis. I don't know if you're still... I choked.
Jeez.
I don't know if you're still be... If you'll still be going through these emails, but I thought I'd shoot my shot. Basketball. It would be impossible to express how much joy your podcasts have brought me over the years. Particularly, they've helped keep me sane during the last 8 months of quarantine. Hope you and your families are doing well and staying safe under these tumultuous times. Here's to growing old together, my bugs. Sincerely, Noah. That's just sweet sentiment right there.
That's like the British baking show.
Yeah.
The British one.
The British?
I just came out that way. Listen, I feel like vintage Pistol Shrimps right now where I have low blood sugar because I realize I haven't eaten lunch yet.
You didn't do any food?
I had a little bit of breakfast. What'd I have? A granola bar.
Oh, that's not much of a breakfast at all. No, but
we got some leftover pizza after this if you want to eat some.
You know me. We had pizza last night.
So did we.
Yeah, all right.
Pizzolito.
It's delicious.
Ain't it great?
Yeah. Is it your favorite food, do you think?
No.
What's your favorite food?
Bean and cheese burrito, asshole.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it your favorite food?
It probably is.
You don't have that figured out yet?
Why do I have to have a favorite
gun food? Gun to your head.
I mean, I'm going
to
say
unrelated. Pizza. Gun to your head. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I should not have come over here today. Our next email is from Carlos.
Okay.
Carlos's subject here is Pistol Shrimps Radio is ranking very well in Finland. Really? Hello, how's it going? Hope all is well. I have some cool information that might interest you. Your podcast, Pistol Shrimps Radio, has good performance in some rankings, parentheses, last 30 days.
Oh, no, this is a bot.
Position 38 in the category comedy, Finland. Position 51 in the category comedy, Jamaica. Position 101 in the category comedy, Romania. Position 181 in the category comedy, Singapore. Position 222 in the category comedy, Poland.
God damn it. Poland's the one I care about.
This data is provided by, and there's a website that does podcasts.
Seems
stuff,
like you should click on it. Seems like you should.
I'm not clicking on it. That's from Carlos.
Is it?
Do you really think we're the 38th most popular comedy podcast in Finland?
It must have been.
Or any of these countries?
No. No, and if it is the case, it would be like the day an episode came out, so it spiked, and then they took metrics at exactly 3:31 in the morning, you know.
Sure. You ready for this next guy?
I was born for this next guy.
This is from Brian, and this is very, the subject is, I know where you've been, ..
That's
ominous.
Sinister.
Hey, bras. First off, thank you. You've given me so much laughter and warmth, yet I have done so little in return.
This is a nicer opening than I was expecting, considering...
This is in parentheses. Okay, pleasantries out of the way. Now get to the point, man. Be succinct. You know how you can get off topic. Don't wander. Come on. This is a long email, too. Months back, as we were all getting used to the parameters of the pandemic, I heard y'all chatting about how some restaurants in Pasadena had been behaving like bodegas. A bit in an effort to stay operational during the shutdown. Yes. I brought that up to my old pal from Pasadena during a check-in call. And it turns out that my old pal primps Matt's hair. So we have that in common.
Andy from the Boathouse Barbers.
Last time we were down there last November, a family trip to Disney.
This is crazy. I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Where is he from?
It doesn't say.
Because I just got my hair cut yesterday and he was telling me someone.
Uh-huh.
It must be this guy.
I don't know. I mean, is his name Brian?
Gosh, I don't know.
I'll keep reading. We have that in common. Last time we were down there, last November, a family trip to visit Disneyland and, of course, Pasadena, I got my hairs cut by my pal's nifty barbershop. At my pal's
nifty barbershop. It's gotta be.
Speaking of Disney, should I mention how I bawled like a blubbering man-child when I walked into the Star Wars land coming face-to-face with a Chewbacca guy who hugged me in front of the life-size Millennium Falcon? No, on topic. On topic. Still haven't been to that Star Wars land. Yeah. So, more recently, Matt mentioned that he gets his locks off at the same place as the evil leg sweeper from Karate Kid does. So I asked my pal Andy. Oh,
no, that was a while ago that, Andy, that happened. Yes, that that's the it. And the Boathouse Barber, I highly recommend.
Do you cut that Cobra Kai guy's hair too? You know what he said? No.
Yeah, I think I was referring to 2012, I think, when that happened, ago. Or even 13. Yeah.
Were you going to Zabka Cuts?
I was, man. And I only stopped going there because I just didn't feel worthy.
Yeah. Well, what's the deal, Matt? You stepping out of my friend's barbering? Well, I think we solved that mystery. How many haircut places are you dropping your locks off?
I think I've probably been to five other haircuts in between Zabka and Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy's little barbershop is located in the Burlington Arcade area of Lake Street in Pasadena, which is this amazing little promenade with these like English storefronts. Yeah. It looks like the Harry Potter alley.
Diagon alley?
Yeah, diagonally.
Did you know that was diagonally? Yeah. How long did it take you?
When I went to the land.
You saw like, oh, it's one word?
I guess I don't know. I am one to take a word and just run it through in different permeations in my head. So I think it came pretty quickly.
Yeah. Anyway, small world, love your pod so hard. Thank you again. Matt, next time you visit Andy, ask him about his time in the Red Dakota Revival show. It will freak him the frick out.
Shit, I wish this happened best, because Brian. I wait a while between haircuts. I will forget that.
Well, I'll put a reminder in our Google Calendar.
Please, our shared Google Calendar.
This is from...
This is CNN. Kelly,
and this subject line is underrated joke and nicknames. The Dahlias are not going to lie down and cut themselves in half tonight. Just caught this line from Mark during a re-listen, and Matt didn't seem to hear, so I thought it needed to get its due attention.
Is that in reference to something?
It's in reference to the Black Dahlia murder.
And read it again?
The Dahlias are not going to lie down and cut themselves in half tonight. I think the shrimps were playing the Dahlias... And I made a murder joke during the
questionable taste, but
oh, sure,
but funny.
Nothing great about the Black Dahlia murder. It is a singular murder, right?
Yeah, until it was done, then it was not singular.
Let's move on. Y'all were discussing nicknames and not understanding fouls in another episode, which reminded me of my own basketball nickname, 3 Second Kelly. I played throughout most of my childhood and teens, and the fact that you can't stand in the box for more than 3 seconds never sank in almost every game I would be called for this foul. Some of us really aren't meant for sports.
Yeah.
Lastly, in a mascots crossover, I wanted to share my unfortunate mascot chronology. My childhood league gave every team names of a color plus a bird. So Blue Jays, Red Cardinals, Golden Eagles. All these good options... Yes, my team, the Purple Storks. That's school years were Dragons, which is pretty cool.
Because I was a Purple Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when we were purple, then we in college, we were Purple Aces.
Purple Nurples.
Besides having too much purple in my history, the aces, like aces up your sleeve, were represented by a riverboat gambler. He was a human costume with a purple top hat and a coat, and he carried a cane. Basically, a cartoon pimp. Love you, boogies, Kelly. Purple Panthers.
Purple Nurple.
This is the best part of this whole thing, Matt, is the how old these emails are. Yeah. This one's from Bob.
And question it's from 1948.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. What are your favorite side dishes to accompany the turkey dinner? I'm looking forward to the canned cranberries. I hope we get a vaccine soon. Bob in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean, vaccine's one of my favorite Thanksgiving side dishes.
Vaseline is one of mine.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I've come to like cranberries a lot lately, too. I don't like the marshmallow sweet potatoes thing.
You don't like that?
I don't, no.
I find I love Thanksgiving. I love that time of year.
Yeah.
I do find the meal severely overrated.
Really?
Yeah. Because I do like turkey, but it's, I don't know. There's nothing.
You white meat or dark meat?
Any. I don't care.
I love dark meat.
You do?
I don't like white meat.
You don't like
white? It's too dry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think you probably do know this, but when I first was dating my wife, I think the first Thanksgiving that I had with her parents, there was no gravy. None.
Zero. I remember this has been talked about for what seems like decades as if like there was a huge family tragedy or like you know, like someone had a huge scandal in the Rogers family.
They just don't, they never wanted it. And I didn't understand it.
That is crazy.
Because white meat with gravy is great. Because then you're getting rid of that gravy. Dry stuff.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah.
But dark meat with gravy. Oh, God.
I like stuffing. My dad made a stuffing once too. With like a sage sausage. Oh, God, that was great. And then he never made it again.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
What's with him all?
No, there was no tradition in my family. It was just traditional foods, but they would just make different sides and dry
stuff. Because all the sides are so much traditionalized and standardized, it would be nice if every family was like, here's what our family adds to that mix. One special thing.
Yeah.
My family didn't.
Yeah. Why not have some tacos?
Yeah. Or cereal.
Yeah. Throw in
Lucky Charms.
Golden Grahams.
Uh-huh. And stuff the turkey with it.
I bet that would turn out okay. I had a Cajun turkey one Thanksgiving. And that was just spicy and delicious.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but otherwise, I just find it all to be pretty bland.
Yeah.
And that's on the chef, and that's not usually me, because I'm not a great cook, and I don't want to make all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But now that we're talking about it, I would eat a turkey dinner right now.
Me too. I'm so hungry.
This next email is from Kyle, and the subject is Save Bush Salmon. My wife hates when I spoonerize, but she almost found grounds for divorce when I referred to Vonnegut's recurring character Kilgore Trout as Save Bush Salmon. Is there a term for these stupid yet delightful reverse isms?
Not that I'm aware of. I have noticed that more people are starting to do them.
You put a ton of them on your... in the last episode.
Yeah, I'm just saying like other people are coming to it honestly in the zeitgeist, I think.
This guy said, can you think of any good Bond-related characters other than normal play?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Something work?
Oh, you're close.
Job. Odd job.
Odd job.
Yeah.
Normal play. Xenia off the bottom. That's from Kyle. Thanks, Kyle.
Puppy reduced. Wait, there's more. There's got to be more. Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, you really are thinking, aren't you?
You don't have to wait around for me.
What about Q? Isn't there opposite of that?
What's the opposite of Q?
Think of the like recurring good guys.
A. Felix lighter, someone heavier. I guess, is Felix like Latin for like happiness?
Sure.
So what's Latin for sadness? Dolores for... heavier.
Yeah, okay. Why hasn't that been in one of the movies already?
I think it's going to be in No Time for Die.
No Time for Die?
I'll look when we're giving birth in the Regal Cinemas. Was that this episode?
Maybe. Why is your hair that color? No Time for Die.
Billie Eilish.
This is from Tim.
Do the roots.
Tim, Tasselhoff Burfoot is the subject here, Matt. And boy, it just says Tasu Leach. Good to see you. Hi, Matt and Mark. I recently moved. It was terrible because picking up heavy things is less fun than not picking up heavy things.
True.
But the upside was I had a lot of time in the car to listen to Schistel Pimps Radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark mentioned in one of the early episodes the name Tasselhoff Burfoot, and I just about lost my damn mind. What a blast from the past. I spent too many of my formative years reading the Dragonlance series and not being cool.
Is that a real reference?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought maybe you just...
Here are some other Dragonlance names that I thought were badass, but now I realize they're kind of lame. Flint Fireforge, Tanis Half-Elven, Sturm Brightblade, Raistlin Majir. Majir? Hope this finds you well, and thanks for the laughy good time joke arounds. Also, please find a new activity or sport to hilariously comment on, because you fuckers bring joy to the world and we need it right now. Menard's rules, him tenward.
Are we playing by Menard's rules?
It is the weekend, so it's open season.
Okay, but during Monday, the week, Monday is back to Menard's rules. Okay. Yeah.
Those books were probably terrible. Sounds but I like read it. So many of them.
Oh, man.
And over the pandemic, great. I've been playing some Dungeons & Dragons, getting back to my...
Using some of them names? You reading any books?
I just started Willie Nelson's autobiography. I guess it is an autobiography.
I just read a couple of them Fletch books.
Yeah.
I got one there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm reading Night of the Fox, a World War II intrigue thriller.
That does sound like a thing you would read.
You know how Kindle... Do you have a Kindle?
I use the Los Angeles Public Library's app, Libby.
Nice. On the Kindle?
On my iPad.
Okay. But Kindle, when you shut it off, it still displays something. So it's an ad for a book, usually. Okay. Always.
Yeah.
And last night was this romance novel for... You know,
for children.
Yep. For toddlers. And it was, I can't remember the title, but the description was just this hunky guy. And it said like, hold on, let me get this right. Oh God, what is it? Oh man, it's so good. It's like, okay. Yeah. Here's what it is. A businessman, a model, and a comedian walk into a bar, and they're all Owen Brody.
Oh, no.
I got to read that book.
Did you order it?
Yeah, it's called Mac and Me.
Benjamin Sutton writes, New Year's Eve idea. You New Year's Eve idea.
Oh.
This is from December 9th, 2020.
Wow.
First off, let me say I really appreciate what you've done over the years. It really warms my heart to see that you see PSR fans as the family that you want to grow old with.
That's true.
I'm glad that I am a part of that family, and I want to share something with you and perhaps with all of the family if you get to this email before New Year's Eve. We did it.
Well,
should
we
I continue to
2021 read? Or?
Everyone is so isolated these days. I don't want them to lose a sense of community. So I had this idea. 2020 has sucked for everyone, regardless of beliefs or social status or politics or religion. We can all agree that this year has sucked. That is the one thing that brings us together. And in this vein, I made a flyer that explains a gatheringless New Year's Eve party. It's this image.
Aww.
It says Midnight Scream. We're not going to let this year get the last word. So we're going outside to tell it exactly how we feel. On December 31st, 2020 at 11:59 and 50 seconds, go outside and scream at the top of your lungs. Vent your frustrations, release your anger. In other words, in words, in sounds, and whatever emotions you feel to get off your chest. 2020 has been a real hell year. Let's have at it.
As much as I like the sentiment behind this idea, I think it might be a problematic to go out on your porch and just scream bloody murder, because chances are your neighbors aren't listening to Pistol Shrimps.
That's probably true.
So they're going to think a murder has come down.
My neighbor is going to call the police.
Really?
One of my neighbors would definitely hear it and be upset.
Okay.
Maybe more than one.
Yeah, we got a few of those here.
I'm not looking for any fame or credit or anything from this. You can leave my name off this, but hopefully this is something that can really bring us together and bring the cops.
Yeah.
Anyway, also want to let you know, I think Pistol Shrimps Radio is the absolute pinnacle of comedy.
Wow.
It's super DIY, just some friends who thought it'd be funny to go call a basketball game. Amazing work. Thank you. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I like the idea behind that.
Speaking of the pinnacle of comedy, this email's from Jack Grasso, and he asks, whatever happened to the Young Pope Minute?
Mark, I tried so hard to get you to do that.
I don't want to do it.
And I hear you.
Yeah.
But I have a surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Young Pope Minute.
Yeah, the new show on HBO, because they did Young Pope, Old Pope, New Pope, Bob Hope.
Screenplay by Dr. Seuss. Andrew Steinmetz, another name that I think is very familiar to me. His subject is Mount Usmore. Oh. Hey guys, I wanted to write and let you know how much I enjoy the Journeyman album. It's the only one I've purchased on iTunes, so it autoplays every time I sync up to a Bluetooth connection.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Do you have that in your past?
It's Amanda's phone. Whenever it comes on, it plays a Beyonce song. I forget which one. But then also, she sometimes uses my desktop to edit, and my phone will come on and just start cycling through random things, and it's always like... a file from one track of a podcast, like she produces The Alarmist. So there'll be like a guest and it'll just be silence for 10 minutes. And then suddenly,
all of a sudden,
then it's like, you know, the San Francisco barn house fire killed a lady named Galatia Belugos.
Christina's is, she had the top song in her library was by AC Newman of the New Pornographers.
Oh yeah.
And so he put out a solo album and that was alphabetically the first thing in her library. And every time we would get in her car, it would show up.
Yeah.
We also have this where my phone somehow, I mean, it might be patriarchal. I don't know why this happens. Every car we get into, both of our phones are Bluetooth paired to both of our cars individually.
Yeah.
And no matter what, if we're together in the car, it will just autoplay my phone.
Amanda's too. Do you have a name for your phone or is it just Mark's?
I do have a name for my
phone. What is it?
We changed it in the car to make it second, like later in the alphabet.
Alphabetical.
Still didn't
work. Oh man.
My phone's name is Extra Medium.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mine's Money Penny.
And hers is, I think, just Christina's phone. I don't think she ever changed it.
But it came from the store.
But she changed it in her car and I changed it to Lextra Medium and it didn't make a difference.
Hmm.
So figure that one out, science people.
I can't.
Let's go back to this email. The sound production is amazing, which isn't a surprise coming from the efforts inherent to the Super Ego episodes. I'm really impressed with each of your respective musical talents. My favorite part, though, is the silliness of the lyrics, and they're delivered so confidently and poetically that the end result is a really actually solid country album. After hearing that album was sort of inspired by Ween's 12 Golden Country Hits, I believe it's 12 Golden Country Greats. I checked it out, and I've been diving headfirst into a whole new rabbit hole with the Ween catalog, something I can't thank you enough for. So, questions. Do you guys really dig Ween? I can't say that I really do.
They are very varied. So, there's an album of theirs that I really like, and I really love Golden Country Greats.
Golden Country Greats, I love. And, you know, I know The Mollusk. I know Chocolate and Cheese.
Yeah.
There's a couple records, but I don't find myself like really going back to Ween right now in my life. Maybe there'll come a time where I...
Back to Ween.
Whack to Bean.
Back to Ween, which is the holiday for the fluid that they use in the Star Wars healing tubes.
They do a holiday for it?
They do.
For the fluid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a holiday for healing fluid in the Star Wars universe.
And XM7 and 2-1B, the medical droids, sit around and celebrate it.
Okay. And it's back to Ween?
Yeah.
And are there costumes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just those diapers that people wear in them.
Why are they wearing those diapers?
I think because they got to be mostly nude, but you don't want to see you're screwed.
Mostly mood. Are there any other musical endeavors from you guys that I can check out?
Funny, you should say.
Yeah, you can come over to my house. I'll be strumming on a guitar and playing the same 7 riffs over and over again.
Same here. Come on over and listen to me play the same goddamn shit.
I'll move from B minor down to G and then probably throw a D in there.
Do a little trill. Listen, I have a band called Townland. It's not really that emphasis. Townland. I think Townland. I should know.
Townland is what I say.
Mark plays in it. Yeah. Been trying to get him to join it, but he's elusive, this guy.
Yeah, I'm a slippery eel of a person.
But we have an album coming out this year. If you go to Townland Band on Instagram, we also have a show September 2nd at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood. Mark is playing Pedge Stee with us.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it funny, though.
No.
In fact, I know it's not.
But it's musical.
Yeah, it's very musical. It's a band. And, you know, but there's some turns of phrase, I guess, and there probably is some more obscure lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I had a band called the Dust Bowl Cavaliers.
Yes.
You can get that music. That's a bluegrass.
Real good.
Non-traditional bluegrass, though. Some of the traditionalists got mad.
It's like, oh, in the band or without the band?
No, with people that from the outside of the...
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And then also we did the bluegrass tribute to Tenacious D, and people got very upset about that too.
Because that music... Because
Would you do that to the D? They rock. It's rock and roll music.
Oh, yeah.
But we had fun making that. Oh, we made a couple records that are they're out there somewhere, floating around.
Yeah. Otherwise, gosh, James Bladen and I did something called Stay Tuned Volume 1, where I think if you just Google that, it should come up. And that was fictional theme songs for TV shows that didn't exist.
And that's fun as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go check that out.
Yeah.
Here's another question from the same email. Can music save your mortal soul?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for writing in, Andrew. This man, Aaron, writes in. You seen that movie, What's Called Predator? Can I be honest? I don't know that I've actually seen it.
Fuck you.
I think I've seen
it. You've never seen Predator?
I probably have.
I hate to be that guy that responds to someone not seeing a movie that way. That was genuine surprise. I'm not judging you.
I don't know that I've ever seen all of it. I think I've probably just, it's been on cable or some shit, and I'm like, oh, check it out.
Well, I'm jealous.
I'm not sure that I could tell you what happens other than they shot some of it in Puerto Vallarta. Because there's like a zip line tour that you can take through the old set of Predator when you go to Puerto Vallarta. All right. Did I already read this one? There's a bunch here. Oh, Matt, this is it. This is our final one.
Okay.
Time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Do you remember back in a while ago, we talked about our... We talked about the mysteries of our TV past. Do you remember this? Mine was Captain Kangaroo. There was a girl who went down in the subway.
Yes.
We had a couple people write in and say that they figured it out. So mine got figured
Yours
out.
Yours did get figured
for
out.
For sure.
I had a lot of people send me, and I checked every single one and am fairly confident they weren't the thing I was talking about.
Yeah. Was one of the things that people suggested. This person, Luke Cole, says, I've associated your Matt's mystery with Chalky. Is that the show? Chalky?
I don't believe I've seen Chalky. What's that? The character from...
I'll read this email to you from Luke. Matt, I too have been haunted by the British creamy film kid void mansion ballet ghost show. I've always associated it with the show Chalky, C-H-O-C-K-Y. Watching the intro still gives me the Ghiblies. The Thames production card at the beginning is a thing of beauty. Happy New Year.
Whoa.
Go screw Milkman Luke in Tucson.
Why had so many people reach out and say the same thing, same different things, but I don't recall someone saying Chalky, and I'm looking at pictures that looks like...
Well, while you're looking that up, I'll just say Jarrett wrote in, and another guy named David Spaulding wrote in.
Although maybe, you know, actually... You've
got another one here, too. There's a lot of people wrote in on this. This makes sense. Mine is the Captain Kangaroo is called the Underground Adventures of Famous Amy. And I did end up watching the whole thing, and it really disappoints. It is not good. And Captain Kangaroo is in it.
Ugh. I don't think Chalky is it.
You don't think Chalky is it?
Well, I distinctly remember a boy and a girl in a mansion, but maybe that was a special episode or something.
Well, let me read you this.
And ballet. There was like ballet.
Yeah. So this one is from Sasha. I listened to the January 2021 mailbag where you both discuss mysterious television. Matt's, I used the search term 70s British children's show ballet ghosts, which led me to the show Shadows, season 1, episode 3, The Witch's Bottle.
Yeah, I looked at that.
You looked at that one?
Yeah.
And so nothing.
Let me double check.
And mine was stupid. Mine was easy as hell to find out. It just turns out I never got to see the rest of the episodes.
Okay. Shadows, The Witch's Bottle. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I looked at this and
you looked at Witch's Bottle.
Yeah.
This here's another candidate from Mark Baroni. Three different kids explore a spooky house programs. Two are British, one of them Australian. Okay. Mystery at Castle House.
Let me check.
That's Australian.
It's now been months since I went down these checking holes.
Yeah.
So I don't even remember what I saw. Wait, so read that again.
The first one is Mystery at Castle House, which is Australian. And we'll be playing another show. Townland's setting up a show at the Checking Hole. So you want to go ahead and we'll let you know when that'll be. But
and Castle House,
they got a lot of two for one.
No, Tuesdays. I don't think this is it.
Children of the Stones and Dark Towers are your other. This is fun. Just us looking up old TV for your.
Children of Stones, that looks awfully druid to me.
Yeah.
And what was the last one?
Well, we have The Amazing Mr. Blunden. I did send these to you back
yeah,
in January.
Yeah, I did.
Because I think like hot on the heels of that episode, we got a bunch of these and I wanted to... I got so much satisfaction and disappointment out of solving my television mystery. Yeah. I wanted to share the same with you, but...
Nah, Blunden is a period piece, and I don't think it was a period piece.
And it wasn't Shadows.
No, I looked into Shadows quite a bit, too. Yeah, and I guess my life will just be unfulfilled forever.
Yeah, so don't... You know what? It's fine, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
I guess.
If you want to write in emails like these, you can. PistolShrimpsRadio@gmail.com.
Send yourself a time capsule.
Yeah. Say how you're feeling now, and then maybe we'll read it in 2022.
Yeah.
It might be till 2022.
Oh, it will.
So.
Because what date are we on now?
Currently today.
No, is in the emails.
In the emails.
In the emails.
We're into 2021.
Oh, well, that's
January
nice.
Of 2021.
Okay.
So
I bet they taper off for a while as our episode became fewer and farther between.
But I'll tell you, as soon as the last one we did came out, right away, a bunch of emails came in.
Really?
So yeah. The more we put out, the more people are going to email, and that maybe is problematic.
The sentence, the more we put out, the more people are going to email?
Matt.
Questionable taste.
If you want to follow the show on Twitter, we'd never post on there, but it's Shrimps Radio or it's Pistol Shrimps Radio. I can't remember which. And then one is on Instagram. And that I think is Shrimps Radio because Pistol Shrimps Radio was one character too long because Instagram is not your friend.
If you want to follow us on Parler, the conservative libertarian app, because we are in 2021 January, which is when the insurrection went down. So everybody moved to Parler. Do you remember that? We did too.
You had to.
You had to.
There was no other alternative.
Yeah.
So you can check us out on Parler. I think we're Shrimps Radio on there.
Yeah. We're not.
Jokes aside, Matt.
9/11 inside job on there.
Is Parler still around?
I don't know. Let me check it out.
Don't look, because then it'll be on your computer, and your computer will think you want that. Oh,
it's already there, buddy.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You've been looking at Parler?
Looking at it. I've been running the thing.
I can't imagine it. I mean, I guess if you're into Parler, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either.
I don't have a lot to say about it other than, really?
I guess just listen. If we're not back right away for a while, maybe we could get one more in under the wire and over the wire.
I don't have a baby. I've never had a baby. I don't know how it works, but maybe the baby sleeps a lot and you can...
Your mouth to God's south, my friend.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Your melon tea is ready.
You ever had Here melon you go. Tea? Thanks, man. I'm so thirsty.
I'm so thirsty. I gotta get a pizza.
Let's go have pizza. For Pistol Shrimps Radio, my name is Kevin.
My name is Arya Cohen. Hi.
Bye.
Hi. Come on, just get it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.